Human doctors perform amputations or removal of an arm, leg, or finger after a serious injury. The purpose of this action is to prevent infection or disease. But humans are not alone in doing them. New research shows that some ants perform amputations on injured ants to help them survive an injury. The behavior was documented in Florida carpenter ants, also known by their scientific name, Tamponatus floridanus. The reddish-brown insect is about 1.5 centimeters long. They live in parts of the southeastern United States. Scientists said they observed these ants treating injured ants in the colony in two ways. They either cleaned the wound using their mouth parts or amputated the limb or leg by biting it off. The choice of care depended on the injury's location. When it was further up the leg, they always amputated. When it was further down, they never amputated. Erich Frank of the University of Würzburg in Germany is the lead writer of the research. It appeared recently in the publication Current Biology. Frank said the study describes for the first time how a non-human animal uses amputations on another individual to save their life. He believes that the ant's medical system to care for the injured is the most sophisticated in the animal kingdom and compares well to human medicine. The researchers studied injuries to the upper part of the leg, the femur, and the lower part, the tibia. Such injuries are commonly found in different kinds of ants while fighting and hunting among insects and animals. However, they watched the ants in a laboratory. Frank said that the ants decide between amputating the leg or spending more time caring for the wound. How they decide this, we do not know. But we do know why the treatment differs. It has to do with the flow of hemolymph, the bluish-green fluid equivalent to blood in most invertebrates, or animals without a backbone. Injuries further down the leg have an increased hemolymph flow, Frank said. So harmful bacteria can enter the body after only 5 minutes. An amputation would not help infection after that time. He continued, injuries further up the leg have a much slower hemolymph flow, giving enough time for timely and effective amputations. In either case, the ants first clean the wound using fluids from their mouth. The amputation process itself takes at least 40 minutes and sometimes more than 3 hours. The ants keep biting the patient at the shoulder. The study found that after an upper leg injury, an ant who experiences amputation has a survival rate of 90% to 95%. For lower leg injuries in which just cleaning was performed, the survival rate was about 75%, compared to about 15% for injuries that received no care. Ants can function well without one of their 6 legs, and only female ants perform the treatment of wounds by cleaning or amputation. All worker ants are female. Males play only a minor role in ant colonies, Frank said. So, why do ants do these amputations? Frank said, there is a very simple evolutionary reason for caring for the injured. It saves resources. He noted that if an ant could be saved with little effort to remain productive, there is a very high value of doing so. At the same time, if an individual is too heavily injured, the ants will not care for her, but rather leave her behind to die, Frank added. I'm Jill Robbins.